You're listening to SBS News.
The minimum wage, the cost of living, housing, and an anti-corruption commission all featured heavily in the third and final leaders' debate. It also involved the Prime Minister's announcement that Alan Tudge, currently stood down, would return to the education portfolio if the coalition is re-elected.
The idea that we don't know who the education minister, Alan Tudge.
It will be Alan Tudge.
Alan
has advised
but after the election.
He would be happy to come back and serve in the ministry, and I welcome that.
Okay. Well, people have been looking for him during this campaign. He hasn't been seen.
The Liberal MP took leave from his ministerial role last year after an investigation was launched into allegations by his former staffer, Rochelle Miller, that he was emotionally and on one occasion physically abusive during a consensual affair. Mr. Tudge strenuously denies the allegations, and although the investigation did not find that he'd breached ministerial standards, he decided not to return to the front bench. However, News Limited is now reporting that Mr. Tudge is explicitly named multiple times in legal correspondence relating to the $500,000 settlement, specifically in a 22-page letter. The correspondence challenges the Prime Minister's statements that he had not been privy to details of the payout, and his insistence that he would have been told if it involved a cabinet minister.
The only advice that I have on this matter is that it hadn't been settled. That was my last advice. And if there was any matter there that went to the conduct of any minister at all, that related to the ministerial standards, then I would be advised of that. And I have been advised of no such matters that would require my attention in relation to the ministerial standards.
Meanwhile, the Coalition's election campaign continues with an economic flavour. Labor is backing a lift of the minimum wage by 5.1%, in line with inflation. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says opposition leader Anthony Albanese doesn't understand the economy.
It will be for the Independent Fair Work Commission to make their determination. Now, this was the Labor Party's position until the Leader of the Opposition had another thought bubble, where suddenly he made a commitment to a 5.1% increase. People know that Anthony Albanese is simply not up to it. They know he doesn't understand the economy or indeed the consequences of the so-called positions he is taking.
Mr. Albanese has defended his endorsement of the wage increase, but hasn't promised Labor would make a formal submission to the Fair Work Commission.
What I have said consistently, and I'll say each and every day, is that if the Fair Work Commission that operates independently of government, makes a decision to not cut real wages and to keep up with the cost of living, that is something that I would welcome, and I'd welcome it absolutely.
Mr. Albanese was campaigning from an oil refinery in Gladstone, the first time he's visited regional Queensland since the campaign began. With him is Ed Husic, opposition member for Industry and Innovation, as Labor pitches an Australian-made future to regional voters. Mr. Husic says Labor would invest $100 million to create a battery manufacturing precinct in the state.
Australia should be powered by Australian-made batteries. It's good for jobs, good for industries, good for households, good for the environment. But up until this point, we've missed so much economic opportunity. We dig up all the resources, we send it off offshore, we pay enormous prices to get that all back. And we should be able to match local demand for energy storage systems if we get our act together.
Meanwhile, Scott Morrison is in Tasmania promising a $55 million mental health partnership between the federal and Tasmanian governments. He made the announcement in the electorate of Bass in northern Tasmania, the most marginal government held seat in the country. Liberal MP Bridget Archer holds the seat by just a 0.4%. She says the extra money is worth it to deter suicides, an issue with which she says she has family experience.
We can do more to try and reduce the suicide rate. Again, with suicide, something that I've unfortunate personal experience of losing my stepsister to suicide, and I have seen the impact that suicide has had on small communities like mine across Tasmania as well. If we can stop one person from taking their life, then these services will be worth it.
Meanwhile, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott is urging Liberal Party members on Sydney's northern beaches to support the Coalition's controversial candidate for his old seat of Warringah, Catherine Deaves. There are media reports of ill feeling amongst party members in the electorate, with moderates unhappy with Ms. Deaves' comments on transgender children, and Conservatives unhappy at the way she was pre-selected. But Mr Abbott says people have to put their reservations aside for the greater good.
The more I see of Catherine Deves, the more impressed I am with her courage, with her common sense, with her decency, and with, quite frankly, her capacity to win this seat back for the Liberal Party. We've got to do this to get behind her for our community, for our party, for our country, and to help give the Morrison government the victory that our country needs.
Brooke Young, SBS News.